Bez Hashem, welcome everyone learning Shari Chuvah Shari Beis. Ois Tes Vav, Shir number 112. Discussing the sixth way that Rabbeinu Yonah encourages us to think about doing Chuvah. And we started yesterday with Aderech Hashishi. And we said we had to prepare ourselves, prepare yourself for a trip. And that is Yoyim HaMisa. Yoyim HaMisa. And after a person passes on, he'll be standing in front of Hashem. And we all want to stand in front of Hashem with Begadim Levanim, as we'll see later on, with a clean neshama. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, he tells us, Shuv Yoyim Echol Lifnei Misascha. He tells his Talmidim, do tshuva a day before you die. Yoyim Echad Lifnei Misascha. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, do you know when you're going to die? We don't know when we're going to die. If you know when you're going to, could you please tell us when we're going to die? So we'll do tshuva the day before we die. So the Rebbe said back, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says back, that's not what I mean. Shuv Yoyim Echad Lifnei Misascha means every single day you should be doing tshuva. Every single day a person should be thinking about his behavior. A person finishes davening shachris. So ask himself, how was that shachris? How was my davening? Finish the conversation with somebody. How was my conversation? You don't want to go crazy now, but still, nonetheless, you want to always be on the direction of improving. This is what it means. Shuv yamech lefnei misoscha. Person like this, when you give him constructive criticism, he's not insulted. You know why? Because he's looking for it. He wants to improve. A person who you tell something to this individual, maybe you say, you know, your tefillin, maybe it's a little below the original hairline. Maybe it has to be made smaller. Oh, thank you so much. He's so appreciative. You tell him the tefillin is off-centered. He's so happy you told him. Because his attitude, his mindset is improving, is doing better. The Ben Yoyna brings Pasuk in Kehelis. B'chol eis yu begadech levanim. Your clothing should be levanim, white. V'shemen aroshcha al yechsa. And make sure you always have shemen on your head. Now, if you look around, we're not all wearing white clothing. So are we in violation of this pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelis? I don't think any of us, even though it's not Yom Kippur, of course, you don't put any oil on your head. I don't think anybody put oil on their heads today either. So what does this pasuk mean? Explains Rabbi Yoina from the Medrash that the loivin habegadim, the whiteness of the clothing, this refers to the nekiyos hanefesh, the cleanliness of the nefesh. How so? Because a person did tshuva. Al nekius hanefesh b'tshuva. It's a metaphor. It's referring to the cleanliness of the nefesh. White, light, white. It's clean. So says Shlomo HaMelech, b'chol eis, at all times. Doesn't mean comes aseres yimei tshuva, ado tshuva. It means every day a person should have an attitude. I want to improve. I want to do better. And they're thinking of their behavior. What does it mean? Shemen al roishcha? This is a mashal for maisim toiv, the shem toiv. As it says, toiv shemen mi shemen toiv. This is a mashal for a person who has maisim toivim. He is doing tshuva and maisim toivim. And this is how he lives his life every single day. And that's what Shlomo Melech is telling us. B'chol eis, yu b'gadecho livonim. Your begodech levon means your nefesh should be a nefesh that always has tshuva in it, because we never know. Shuv yomech lefnei misoschu. We never know when that last day will come. V'shemen aroishcho ayechzer, and don't lack out on the mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah opportunity, grab that opportunity, because we never know when that opportunity will arise again.